We're going to begin tonight's concert with a song by Linda Allen that she did while she was here. But I think it's very appropriate for tonight and for this month, talking a bit about why Women's History Month is important and some of the spirits in which this concert is coming to you. You'll have a mixture of taped music that is important to various people in the community for various reasons, as well as live performances from community members. That will be alternated to get a good variety. Please sit back and enjoy yourself. If you want to move around and get more comfortable between songs, please feel free to do that. And, I think it'll be a good evening for all of us.
Who washed their clothes, who raised
Catherine and I would like to do for you is a song called Lovely Agnes, written by Sally Rogers, in honor of her granddaughter, named Agnes. That's the title of the song. And it's a song about a woman moving from her home in the city to be a farm wife and to live that life well and to raise children and grandchildren as a strong center to her family, and is offered in tribute to her. It was recorded by Claudia Schmidt and Sally Rogers together. Let's sing it for you.
Oh, Agnes, won't you go with me? We'll be married in style, and we'll cross Lake Michigan, so blue and so wild. We'll cross over Lake Michigan till we come to the shore, and our orchards will blossom for our babies as they're born. Oh, yes, I will go with you, leave a sunset behind. Though my parents think little of my life on a farm, oh, to leave the gay city life, to be married on a farm. But I watch the orchards bloom each spring, spend the winters warm in your arms. Oh, Agnes, won't you go with me? We'll be married in style, and we'll cross Lake Michigan, so blue and so wild. We'll cross over Lake Michigan till we come to the shore, and our orchards will blossom for our babies as they're born. Three children he gave her, Confetti and Dee, and their fourth child, little Gussie, came 10 years after these. And she raised them with loving hand and with firmness of mind. And she raised them through troubled times, Agnes strong-willed and kind. Oh, Agnes, won't you go with me? We'll be married in style, and we'll cross Lake Michigan, so blue and so wild. We'll cross over Lake Michigan till we come to the shore, and our orchards will blossom for our babies as they're born. Now 80 years have come and passed, like the fruit on the trees, and her children have children with babes on their knees, and they all join in the summertime on the crystal lake shore to greet lovely Agnes, now 12 years and 80. Oh, Agnes, won't you go with me? We'll be married in style, and we'll cross Lake Michigan, so blue and so wild. We'll cross over Lake Michigan till we come to the shore, and our orchards will blossom for our babies as they're born. Sweetheart in the Rock, a group of 5 women with a 6th who does the most beautiful sign interpreting that I've ever seen. They do a cappella music, and this particular song is written for Ella Baker, who was an incredible woman and a very important woman in the civil rights movement
And the words to this song are taken from snippets from her speeches, and she was known as being an incredibly powerful speaker. So I encourage you to really listen to her words. She's quite a poet.
You believe in freedom and liberty. You believe in freedom and not rest until it comes. You believe in freedom and not rest.
We believe in freedom. The next number will be performed by the Valley Girls, Holding Their Own. And it's a piece that some of us did at Christmas time, and it's a really beautiful piece for women to sing, so that's why we're singing it now.
Thank you.
Pauses, that's where the orchestra is playing and I'm catching my breath.
Kind of imagine an orchestra playing kind of a concerto is a piece of music that's written for a solo instrument that's played against a symphony orchestra. And it will end on a note that seems like I should be playing on, so when I kill one on it.
Thank you.
You've got a long way to go. You won't be small forever, but you've got loving arms to hold you, and loving hands to guide you slowly, little baby.
Went off to war in combat, and I think that's all I'll say about it. It's tongue-in-cheek, in case you're wondering that. Ready? Last night I had a lovely dream. I saw a big parade with ticker tape galore, and men were marching there the likes I'd never seen before. The bankers and the diplomats are going in the army. Oh, happy day, I'd give my pay to see them on their way. Their paunches at attention and their striped pants at ease. They're getting patriotic and they're going overseas. We'll have to do the best we can to bravely carry on. So we'll just keep the maggots here and manage while they're gone. Oh,
gentleman of distinction in the army. Oh, we hate to see them go, the gentleman of distinction in the army. The bankers and the diplomats are going in the army. It seemed a shame to keep them from the wars they love to plan. We're all of us contented that they'll fight a dandy war. They don't need propaganda, they know what they're fighting for. They'll march away with dignity and in the best of form. And we'll just keep the laddies here to keep their lovers warm. Oh, we hate to see them go, the gentlemen of distinction in the army. Distinction in the army. The bankers and the diplomats are going in the army. We're going to make things easy cause it's all so new and strange. We'll give them silver shovels when they have to dig a hole. And they can sing in harmony while answering the roll. We'll eat their okay rations from the embroidered box, and if they die, we'll bring them home and bury them in Fort Knox. Oh, we hate to see them go, the gentlemen of distinction in the army. Oh, we hate to see them go, the gentlemen of distinction.
Just look at them,
the gentlemen of distinction.
I love a man in uniform.
Oh, so do I.
A gentleman of distinction in the army.
You don't hear good blues before 11 o'clock at night, and I go to bed real early. So David has seen her and introduced me to her. It was tough to pick out one thing to share with you. I kind of wanted to play the whole tape. But I picked out something funny in honor of the evening. She's being accompanied by the Persuasion. Take a listen to what she can do with her voice and enjoy the words.
Doug, do you want to tell stories from your childhood?
No, that's fine, I'm ready.
I say the pretty man likes to love, and for the handsome man.
thank you, baby. He wants to see you crawling. He left by the lay, yeah, he always keeps you waiting. You don't have much to give, no.
It's the love. It must have been about a year ago. There was a song out by Linda Ronstadt and Perry Neville, and I thought I might as well buy the tape. And it just so happens that I love Linda Ronstadt. In fact, I had a hard time picking my favorite song off the tape. But it ended up being Goodbye, My Friend, which was written by Carla Bonoff, and it is about and for her dying friend, Casey.
Socks on the upper part.
You lost your socks.
I'm surprised you didn't shave it off.
I'm really nervous about doing this. I started writing this just kind of in my head a couple months ago, and when I thought of it, it has saxophone and flute and drums and all sorts of things that go along with it. Nothing's been written down yet, so I'll just in my head, and probably I don't know if anything ever is going to get written down. And I just had part of it done, and last night when I heard Chris and Mary playing, I thought, hey, clarinet would be good with this. And so I talked to Chris this morning, and we got together after lunch and just sort of played around. And that's what we're going to do here, too, is kind of play around. Because I'm not really sure what I'm doing, and Chris is just sort of doing his own thing, too. But I did finish the song today. at least it's not completely an unfinished kind of thing. But anyway, it is. So beautiful to me, so beautiful, my friend you are to me, so beautiful.